were launching a revised Northwest Strategic Growth Plan from the previous one to add more strength. The First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, attended and spoke at the event along with her colleague, Deputy First Minister. The Health Minister, Mike Nesbitt, was also there. Those ministers all spoke very positive about strengthening the connection and the collaboration with each other. The Health Minister, I was interested, the Health Minister, Mike Nesbitt, he spoke and he said he would like to see it made easy access for Donegal patients wanting to attend Anthony Galvin. They also kind of stated the road connectivity needs to happen to sort of enable everyone sort of easy movement within the different jurisdictions. So I thought it very positive, Donald, and the fact that both sides of the political divide in the north were speaking out of the same hymn sheet.
There's a lot of emphasis being placed on the Northwest City Gateway. Is that cross-border link getting the same respect that it should, and will this event ensure that it gets more?
I think it's actually getting more in and around September, October. We will be taking the exact same team, well, a different mayor, down to the Dáil to meet with a number of ministers in the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste to have the same discussion with them to avail of more funding, but also we are working and we have done a lot of work in our shared planning ideas. We're not just stopping at the border. We're thinking about what's on the other side regarding our schools, regarding our complexes, regarding our hospitals. We're looking at all of that. But at the minute, it is not getting the recognition that it should be by the two governments. Our two councils have it nailed. They know exactly what they want. But it's trying to convince both Stormont and Dublin as to that this needs to happen and this needs to get the city status for both areas and get the same funding that the Galways and the Corks and the Dublins and the Limericks gets. That's our aim.